I want to thank McAlpine Meadery for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash Podcast, located at 10035 Johnsford Road, Beach City, Ohio, 44608. Phone number 330-756-5019. Again, 330-756-5019. They take passion in brewing high-quality European-style artisan honey wine known as mead. It's available in 87 retail stores. It's also available in 36 different states to your front door. You can order online at www.mcalpinemead.com. Again, that's www.mcalpinemead.com. Hours of operation, Wednesday 4 to 10, Friday 4 to 12, Saturday 12 to 12, bands Fridays and Saturday nights. Thanks again to McAlpine Meadery for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash Podcast. Now on to the show, folks. Welcome back to another From the Stash Podcast. I'm your host, James Davis McAllister. And today we're going to be going over the first round of the NFL playoffs. Without further ado, because I'm trying to make these episodes a little bit shorter than my last stint, for those that have been listening for a little while, I used to make my episodes about an hour, sometimes 2 hours long, and it's just far too long. So I'm going to try to keep this 15 minutes or under. Okay, so we're going to go over the games in chronological order, as in the times of the games, meaning, you know, the first game Saturday at 1 p.m., Bills and Colts and so forth and so on. So with that said, first game is Bills versus Colts, and the Bills are my favorite team. They, not that that matters into this or anything, but this is, I just want to throw that in there because this has been a surreal season for us. I still don't trust Josh Allen, but okay, let's go into the playoff game itself. The key factors for the Bills, I think, is just simply Josh Allen. I think it's going to come down to his play. The Colts have a tough defensive front, especially with the Brickershaw Ferguson. So if he gets pressure on Josh, I don't know how well Josh is going to cope with that. If he tries to do too much, and I feel like he's going to, if anyone remembers last year, we were up 16, or the Bills were up 16 to nothing against the Texans going into the second half, and we blew it and we lost. So I think, as long as Josh tries to stay in his parameters and does what he does as a quarterback and doesn't try to do any more than that, I think that we can come out on top. Now, another X factor, which I think is a sleeper for the Colts, is Jonathan Taylor. How he even slipped to the second round is beyond me. He's a top 10 pick in my eyes. Hell, maybe even a top five last year. I was so confused why he went in the second round. So with, you know, Matt getting hurt for the Colts, you know, in the season, it allowed Taylor to shine. And I mean, look what he's doing. The guy, I think he had 235 yards last game or something, maybe 250, something like that. But with that said, though, it's going to be tough because I know Rivers is a turnover machine sometimes, and the Bills have a tough defensive backfield and a tough defense overall. So it's going to be it could be a pick 'em type of game, you know. It could go either way. And most of these games could go either way, but there's some of them that are just, I think it's pretty obvious who's going to win. But with that said, I had the number 2 seed Bills beating the number 7 seed Colts 31-27. The next game on the docket for that day is the 6th seed, Rams versus the 3 seed Seahawks. Now, everybody got on the Russell Wilson train, like MVP, 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 and this, that, and a third, you know, at the beginning of the year when he was playing shit defenses. When he had to play defenses that mattered, he you know, shit the bed, for lack of a better term. Well, the Rams have one of the best defenses in the NFL, at least as far as the defensive front. Aaron Donald, you know, I thought he was a little overrated, but I've watched a couple games this year, and that dude is a monster, man. He really is. And if he can get pressure on Wilson, the Rams will win this game. Now, the downside to that is, can you trust Goff? You know, he's hard to trust. Is he going to be able to keep his composure? Is he going to be able to shred the passing defense of the Seahawks, which is garbage? So he has the opportunity to do so. I still have the Seahawks winning 20-17 over the Rams. I think that Russell Wilson will pull out, you know, a last minute drive, and they'll kick a field goal to win the game. I think it'll end on a game winning field goal, something like that, or a last possession where it's, you know, 14-17 to get a touchdown, whatever it may be. I think that the Seahawks will win the game 20-17. next game, we got the good old Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, Jesus. I cringe when I say that. I apologize. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Washington football team. And if you ask me, I talked to my mother, who's a big football fan, and a few of my friends as well. And they got to get rid of this playoff format. They just have to, as far as I don't mean with the seven teams now, but what I mean by that is they need to get rid of, well, if you win your division, you're in. I mean, come on, Washington doesn't belong in the playoffs. They don't. They don't at all. There is no reason they should be in the playoffs. Same with the Bears. I don't even feel like the Bears should be in there. Now I don't have the records offhand right off the top of my head to see if what teams had better records than them that would make it over them. And that's my fault for not doing a little bit better research. But I think, you know, Chase Young is okay. I mean, he's good, but I don't think he's second pick in the draft good, and he's a rookie. And the last person to call Tom Brady like that got torched for three touchdowns was Randy Moss. I do believe it was a playoff game, too. I think it was a playoff game. It may not have been. It could have been like a Week 12 game or something like that, but that was when Moss was with the Patriots. But with that said, there's really not a whole lot to talk about here. I guess Washington's going to go with two quarterbacks, Alex Smith, and I got to be perfectly honest with you, I don't even know who the other quarterback is. Would have been Dwayne Haskins, I guess, but I don't even know who their other second string quarterback is at this point. And again, that's, you know, maybe lack of my doing studying, but to be honest with you, for this game, there wasn't much studying I needed to do. I think that, you know, Brady does tend to shit the bed sometimes when he does have pressure put on him. That is his downfall, because he's not a mobile quarterback. He's a step up in the pocket type of quarterback. When the pressure collapses around him, he's not one to sweep out to the right or sweep out to the left like these new gen quarterbacks are. So, but that wide receiver core, they should be able to bail him out. I mean, even, you know, with Antonio Brown starting to get into rhythm there, I don't think he should be in the NFL, but that's neither here nor there, and that's not my decision to make whether he should be in the NFL or not, but I don't think he should be. Not because of lack of talent, but I just don't think that a person like that belongs in the NFL. But again, that's, you know, that's just my opinion. But I think that the Bucs are going to win this handily, 35-17. If the Washington can even score 17 points, I mean, their running back, that rookie running back they have is a tank. He's really good. And I think they're going to have to rely on that a lot. But what the thing with that is, you're not going to be able to rely on the, what is it? Gibson, I think's his name. You can't rely on the, run game with versing the Buccaneers. You need to be able to spread the ball around as well, because the Buccaneers are, you're going to have to use your passing game, because the Buccaneers are going to put up points one way or another, whether the defense shuts the Buccaneers down to a sense or not. Buccaneers are going to put up 28 plus points either way. So I got them winning 35-17 easily. The first game on Sunday is the Ravens versus the Titans. And I kind of said this year, in an episode I had done for my last season, I had said that last season of From the Stash podcast, that I have since removed all those episodes, but I had said that Lamar will get exposed this year, and he kind of has. I mean, he's had a few okay passing games, but he had one game where he didn't even pass for 100 passing yards. I mean, like, come the fuck on, dude, you're an NFL quarterback, and it's fun watching his flashy running and stuff, but that's only going to last so long. I mean, you can ask, you know, Michael Vick, Mr. Dog Killer himself. And again, if you've never listened to me, I'm unfiltered. I say what's on my mind. I don't care if you like it or not. It's my opinion and I'm allowed to have it. And I don't think, kind of going off on a tangent here, and I won't go much further, but Dog Killer Vic, and then you have like people like RG3 and any type of running style quarterback, they just don't last well along in the NFL. It just doesn't work out. It really doesn't. I think that if you remember Russell Wilson in the beginning of his career and in his earlier years, he was running the ball, and then it's been less and less that he runs the ball. So with that said, I think that J.K. Dobbins is going to have to take that load off of Lamar, and Lamar's going to have to really rely on Hollywood Brown and his tight ends to, and even Dez Bryant. I think Dez Bryant could be a key factor in this game, but they're going to have to, he's, you know, JK and those other players are going to have to take the pressure off of Lamar to where Lamar doesn't try to do too much again, kind of like the Allen situation. Lamar's going to have to, rely on his arm a little bit in this game, I think. because the Titans defense is no joke, and they're going to have to keep up with the Titans. The Titans are going to score a lot of points. They're going to run the clock out. Lamar's going to have to get, you know, with Henry running, so they're going to have to get points up on the board when they have the ball, because I have a feeling that Henry will get 30 plus carries. And reasonably so. I think he's arguably one of the best running backs of all time, even at this point. People can say what they want. Well, he's only done it for 2 years or 3 years or whatever. I don't care. I mean, if you've watched the guy play, he's just phenomenal. You know, I think they say he's 6'2 or 6'3 or something like that, but the dude's at least 6'4, maybe 6'5, and he weighs almost 280 pounds. I don't even know what they have him weighed at. I think 240 or something like that. He's over that. I mean, the dude looks like a man among boys out there. He looks like a linebacker on steroids back there. So I think the X factors, and I think Tannehill, I think if Tannehill can stay within himself and in his confines, you know, finding AJ Brown on slant routes, things like that, and doesn't try to do too much and pushing the ball down the field, and they can control the ball, I think that the Titans will come out on top 31-28. Now, this could go either way too, and I might be giving the Ravens a little too much credit. Their defense is always good. They've always been known as a defensive team, but the Titans, they're running with Derrick Henry. It's just, that's a lot to stop. And I don't know if they're equipped to do that, because even if they do, let's say, shut down Henry or slow him down, I mean, Tannehill's no slouch. You know, people gave him shit for in Miami and stuff, but Tannehill's a pretty solid quarterback. And I think he's proved that this year. So yeah, I have the Titans, the 4 seed Titans beating the 5th seed, Ravens 31-28. Next game on the docket that day is the number 7 Bears, which again, I don't even think should be in the playoffs, versus the number 2 Saints. There's not much to talk about here. Trubisky and Montgomery are going to be what matters for the Bears. Their defense is okay, so I think that they'll do what they need to do, or not what they need to do, but what they typically do on a week in, week out basis. It's going to come down to, can Trubisky move the ball down the field? Can Montgomery be consistent? Is he going to be like he's been this second half of the season? Because the first half of the season, he wasn't very good. Is he going to be good this second half of the season? Or is he going to be good in the playoffs like he was in the second half of the season this year? So it's going to come down to Montgomery being able to aid Trubisky in the receiving game, and also giving a little bit of pressure off of him by being able to move the ball on the ground. Breeze and Kamara, though, are just going to be on sub. I think Kamara has 10 plus catches, and I think he also runs for at least 50 plus yards. He'll have close to 200 yards, I think, possibly overall total offense with a couple touchdowns at least, because it's going to be Kamara. Breeze isn't who he used to be. He's getting old. I feel like he may retire after this year. But with that said, I got them winning 34-17. I think I'm giving the Bears too much credit with 17 points. Okay, last but not least, we got the Browns versus the Steelers. This, to me, will be the best game of the first week of playoffs, wild card week of playoffs. This could go either way. You know, a lot of people dog the Browns, and they always have, and rightfully so. I live very close to Cleveland, and I'm actually an hour out of Pittsburgh, hour out of Cleveland. I'm like right in the middle, and I'm a lightweight Pittsburgh fan. My father was born and raised in Pittsburgh and stuff like that. So I've always kind of rooted for the Steelers, but I love Baker Mayfield. I love his attitude, and I love his gameplay. And I said, when they got Odell Beckham, I said, it's going to ruin Baker. It's going to literally ruin his career. And it damn near did. And I think they saw that once Odell Beckham got hurt, look at just that game alone, after he had gotten hurt, he threw for 4 touchdowns. And I think he had 1 or 2 incompletions. I think he went 21-23 the rest of the game without Odell Beckham. And so without him there, you know, Baker stepped his game up. And what's scary about the Browns, and this is what's highly underrated, and I damn near won my fantasy league with this combo, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, man. Kareem Hunt's a top back in the NFL. He just doesn't get that volume because Nick Chubb is arguably the top running back behind Henry in the NFL. So, you know, Hunt doesn't get that love, but Hunt gets that love a little bit more on the passing side of things. So, and with Landry and who knows with all this bullshit COVID fucking garbage, fake bullshit, who knows what's going to happen with, they say, oh, this guy's got COVID, you know? And so who knows if somebody's going to be out for the game because of COVID? I don't know. I hope nobody is missing any of these games because of COVID. I know that's kind of cringy, but I don't really care. I'm fucking sick and tired of hearing about this bullshit COVID, fucking fake garbage, but that's neither here nor there. I got to watch what I say, or this episode will get taken down and suppressed by all the algorithms. And so I got to watch what I say about the fake it. But this is going to be a damn good game, because then you got over on the Steelers side, you got that young receiving core with Juju leading the way, with Deontay Johnson and, why am I blanking on his name? Claypool. So it's going to be an Ebron, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think that if, and God forbid this were to happen, and I don't wish injury on anyone, if Connor either gets hurt or they decide to play Snell more, I think the Steelers have a better chance overall, especially moving forward into next year, but that's neither here nor there. But Benny Snell to me is a better running back than James Connor. James Connor should be their fullback or their flank back, something like that. He should not be their starting quarterback. He had one half decent year and that's it. And I think that was a fluke, to be honest. So it's going to come down to the receiving core for Pittsburgh and Ben. And I think that, you know, with Ben sitting that last game though, man, I don't know if he's going to be rusty or what it's going to be like. You know, the Browns are all pumped up. They're coming off that win and, you know, they're making the playoffs for the first time in what, like 18 years, something like that. Like they're like, you know, so they're jacked up. So the Steelers better be ready for it because, you know, historically the Steelers have pounded the Browns, especially in the past couple decades. So it's going to be interesting to see where this game ends up. And I'm calling it right now. This will be the game of the wild card. And I think hence the NFL knew that. That's why it's on Sunday night. I got Steelers winning 24-17. And that's no bias. That's just what I think is going to happen. I think that Baker's going to, I hate to say this because I love Baker, but I think he's just going to fall short. I think he's going to make a couple wrong plays and it's going to be probably the reason that they go home. But hey man, at least they made the playoffs. But I'll be back next week for round two of the NFL playoffs. Thanks for listening to From the Stash Podcast. I'm your host, James Davis McAllister. Peace. I want to thank Acathla Clothing for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash Podcast. If you're looking for the best urban streetwear in the world, not only designs, but quality, go to www.acathlaco.com. Again, that's www.acathlaco.com. Or visit your local Zumiez retailer store and use code ACATHLASWAG, all capital letters, all one word, on the website for 10% off.